It's Friday, October 7, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Do you not fear me? Asks the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence? And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. Jeremiah 5. The Haitian death toll from Hurricane Matthew has increased to 136 people, and the government says at least 350,000 people are in need of some kind of assistance. The World View spoke to Chris Toews of Samaritan's Purse about the disaster relief work they do after the hurricane and the work they did to prepare Haitians for the storm.
They don't have social media. They don't have access to the news channels that are running 24-hour cycles. And so they really had no idea that it was bearing down on them and that it was this big. And so a lot of organizations like ourselves, we spent the days leading up to the storm trying to mobilize and help people understand that they needed to take shelter. They needed to get to higher ground so that they could actually get out of the way of the storm.
The Bahamas also felt the full brunt of Hurricane Matthew yesterday, the most intense hurricane the islands have experienced since 1929. The Category 4 hurricane is expected to hit Florida's coast by this morning, and over 1.5 million Floridians have been evacuated in preparation for the storm. President Barack Obama has not changed his views at all in 15 years. Obama told the New York Magazine that his worldview has not changed since he was writing articles in the Harvard Law Review in 1990. Of the 11 modern presidents, InsideGov.com ranks Obama as the most liberal, tying with President Jimmy Carter, taking into account individual rights, domestic issues, economics, and defense. The Muslim influx into America accelerated even more in 2016. Pew Research reports that 46% of the refugees that entered the country over the last year were Muslim. This is the first time in 10 years that the Muslim numbers exceeded that of all other religions. The majority of refugees are coming from Congo, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, Myanmar, and Afghanistan. President Obama's approval rating has also hit a new high, a record for his second term at 55%. That's strong compared to President Bush's rating, which was 27% at the end of his second term. However, the latest Pew Research poll on Obamacare does not present anything quite so positive. Only 44% of Americans like it, and 54% said they disapprove of Obamacare. Yesterday, the FBI released information on the Minnesota terrorist suspect. They say that Dahir Ahmed Adan was a recent convert to an extremist sect of Islam. Witnesses report they heard him use the term Allah Akbar during the stabbing spree that resulted in at least 8 injuries. The Muslim terrorist group Al-Shabaab killed 6 Christian people in Kenya yesterday at a compound near Somalia. 4 Catholic missionaries and 3 Catholic priests have been killed in the last few weeks in Mexico, presumably by the drug cartels. A new study from Denmark, published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, reveals that women who use contraceptives are more likely to struggle with depression, and abortion rates may be much higher than previously thought, thanks to a rise in do-it-yourself abortions. Feminists are thinking again on the practice, as an article in Cosmopolitan magazine speaks approvingly of it, especially for areas of the world that limit access to abortion. Women are using chemicals like mifepristone and misoprostol to destroy the child up to the 9-week mark of pregnancy. A web-based DIY abortion site called Safe to Choose charges $65 for the chemical abortion by mail. A University of Texas report found that as many as 240,000 women conducted DIY abortions recently in Texas alone. Studies indicate that women will avail themselves of DIY abortions when there is a social stigma towards the practice. Psalm 94, 6 through 7 says, "They murder the fatherless, yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand." By unanimous vote, the Oklahoma Supreme Court tossed out the state's new pro-life law approved by the legislature last year. Senate Bill 642 would have required parental consent for minors, tissue preservation, and inspection of abortion mills. Psalm 94, 20-23 asks, Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous, and condemn innocent blood. He has brought on them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Black Friday creep has been thwarted in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The largest mall in America has announced they will be closed on Thanksgiving Day all day, giving us time to thank God for everything before we run out and get more stuff. And that's the worldview on this Friday, October 7th in the year of our Lord 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.